COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about this young couple who venture off on a weekend getaway camping trip and unfortunately end up having just a tad bit of bad luck. Now, this bad luck could have been used as red flags, as that luck was minor compared to what happened to them next. Now, let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. This all started back in 2018, when my beloved girlfriend and I were planning a camping trip as a little bit of a getaway from our mundane lives. It was the middle of the night a few weeks before the trip. My girlfriend and I were laying in bed, scrolling through our phones and going through different places to camp together. We browsed through places for hours while respectfully debating them. We were giving this trip a bit too much extra thought, as we both really wanted this trip to be perfect. I had just gotten laid off from my well-paying job, and we had some other struggles as well, so we really needed a nice weekend where we could forget all about our worries. My girlfriend and I finally settled on a place to go camping. It was nice, not too secluded, but also not too crowded. I preferred camping places that were more secluded, but she preferred more populated places. So we made a compromise and met in the middle. Fast forward a few weeks later, and I was waking up to my alarm on the morning of our camping trip. I had stayed up late the night before playing video games, so I groaned and slammed off my alarm. My girlfriend was clearly excited and had visibly already been awake for some time. "Are you ready for our camping trip?" she asked excitedly. "Yes, just tired," I replied while rolling out of bed and heading to the bathroom. I turned on the shower and began to brush my teeth. A sick and uneasy feeling grew in my stomach. I wonder if it was the gut feeling or just a symptom of lack of sleep. Either way, I brushed the symptom off and hopped into the shower. Once I was done, I got out of the shower and quickly got dressed. We had woken up quite early to leave before traffic, so we had packed our bags and gotten everything ready the night before. I exited the bathroom and announced that it was time to leave. My girlfriend jumped up and walked to the car, and I followed behind her. I entered the vehicle and put the keys into the ignition before starting our few-hour journey to our camping location of choice. Although I was very tired, the drive there was quite peaceful. There were barely, if not any, cars to bother me and disrupt the peace, and the sunrise was quite beautiful on that particular morning. After a few hours of driving, we were now only 15 minutes away from our destination. Suddenly, I heard something make a disrupting pop sound and was instantly alarmed. I squinted suspiciously at the noise and felt my stomach drop when the car began to act strangely and slow down. I pulled the car over to the side of the road and told my girlfriend to wait inside while I investigated the issue. I stepped out of the car and saw that one of our back tires had been sliced open and completely deflated. I looked into the distance on the road and took sight of a large, shiny metal rod sticking out from the road. "What the hell?" I muttered to myself in disbelief. I walked a few minutes in the direction of the object to get a better look at it. Sure enough, there it was, a completely random, sharp metal object neatly sticking out of the road as if a professional had placed it there. I began to grow angry at whoever had done this, but I realized that I should just cut my losses and replace the tire on my vehicle with one of the spares I had cautiously brought. I walked the few minutes back to the car. Some a-hole stuck a large knife of sorts in the middle of the road. Now I have to replace the back tire. Guess I'm not so paranoid now, am I? I teased my girlfriend to get her back for earlier mocking me when I insisted on bringing a spare tire. What the hell? My girlfriend replied. I spent the next half hour wasting my time replacing the spare tire. I finally completed the task and got into the driver's seat before putting the key into the ignition and continuing our journey. You should probably look out for more of those things. You probably missed it of how tired you are. My girlfriend started aggressively. We continued our journey to the campsite in an awkward silence. I was now paranoid of hitting another one of those strange objects, so I had become weirdly tense and anxious. After a while, we arrived at our destination. I parked the car in the parking lot and was very weirded out to not see another car in the lot. Nobody is here. That's weird, my girlfriend said. Yeah, this is strange. I don't see a single sign of life anywhere, I said. Let me go online and read some more info, she replied before opening her phone. No service, she said after attempting to look something up. That's even more weird. The review said that the place had exceptional service compared to other parks. What is going on here? I replied. I continued the drive around the parking lot, looking for any sign of another human being or an employee, but I found absolutely no one. Finally, I spotted a shape in the distance that resembled a human. My eyes lit up with nervousness and excitement. I began to slowly approach the person, and once I got a clear look at them, it was clear that something was off. Their faces gave incredible disturbing vibes, but I couldn't even place my finger on what was actually wrong with it. There was just something in this man's face that sent sheer panic into me.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I turned back around and examined my surroundings. And when I looked in front of me again, the man I had just seen was gone. What the hell? My girlfriend muttered under her breath. Yeah, right? Where did that guy go? I'm seriously getting spooked now. I replied in a quiet and urgent tone. Suddenly, I felt something slam against the back of my trunk, and my girlfriend and I both let out a scream. What was that? My girlfriend screamed. I took a few deep breaths to try to remain calm in the situation before answering. I'm not sure, but I think we should just stay calm and find a parking lot. I replied, not even sure if my plan was a good one. I drove to a different area of the parking lot and put the car in park. Maybe we should just chill out here for another half an hour until the sun rises. I think we'll both feel a lot safer that way. I suggested it before looking over to my girlfriend to see her response.
Yeah, I was gonna suggest that too, she replied.
I locked the car and my girlfriend and I chilled out and chatted for a while until the sun was fully risen. All right, are you ready to start our amazing camping trip? I asked her. I examined her face, and I could tell she seemed fearful and hesitant to answer.
Yes, she replied enthusiastically.
I stepped out of the car and embraced the crisp, chilly morning air. I began to shiver and let out an embraced chuckle when my girlfriend caught me in the act. I quickly walked over to our trunk and began to get the supplies that we would need for our camping trip out. It was going to take multiple trips back to the car, which would mean we would have to go back to the parking lot multiple times, therefore increasing our chances of running into that something much higher. That fact sent shivers down my spine and caused my stomach to drop, but I knew that this camping trip was our only getaway from our crappy life at home, and that I would really regret it and rather spent it in fear the whole time. We completed our first trip and made it to the camping spot. It was just a dirt patch under some forest, but it was quite peaceful and soothing. I stood still for a moment and appreciated the beautiful sounds of nature. I took notice of the waterfall rushing in the background, the sound of the birds singing together in harmony, and the sound of a distorted man's voice yelling, "Help!" in quite an urgent tone. It took me a moment to register that sound, but when I did, I froze from fear. My girlfriend was in the car grabbing stuff alone, and now I was aware that there is something in these woods causing people to frantically scream for help. I instantly booked it out of the forest and back to our SUV where my girlfriend was. After a few minutes of running, I made it. I felt shock from fear when I saw that the passenger seat was open, but no one was sitting inside.
"Amanda!"
I screamed out frantically.
"What's wrong?"
Amanda replied from behind the trunk, sounding concerned. I had been so consumed of my fear of whoever was screaming for help in the woods that I had forgotten that Amanda would obviously be getting the camping equipment from the trunk and not sitting in the passenger seat.
Nothing. Hey, I think we should stick together for the rest of this trip, all right?"
"All right, sounds good," Amanda replied. She finished grabbing the rest of the camping equipment, and I closed the trunk and locked the car before catching up with her and walking back to our camping site.
"Hey, you could tell me if something happened. I could tell something is wrong," Amanda said.
"What do you mean? How can you tell that something is wrong?" I asked.
"Well, for starters, you randomly ran here, all sweaty and out of breath, and screamed my name like a maniac, like you were running from a killer or something," she said empathetically but also sort of jokingly.
I didn't respond for a few seconds. I wanted to tell her the truth of what I had heard, but I didn't want to be the one who ruined our special trip over something so stupid, so I kept quiet.
I saw a stray dog, not a coyote. It was just a dog, and I got scared."
I looked next to me and saw Amanda side-eyeing me and giving me a sort of be-for-real face.
"Well, I was scared because at the time I thought it was a coyote," I replied, trying to save myself.
She still didn't respond.
"Let's just forget about it, please," I said.
"Fine," Amanda replied with a chuckle.
We walked the rest of the way to the camping site, luckily with no disturbances.
"All right, let's set up camp," I said. Amanda and I spent the next hour setting up camp. We didn't camp often, but when we did, we went all out. We had a pretty luxurious and spacious tent with an air mattress inside, so I always enjoyed our camping trips. After we were done setting up camp, I heard my stomach rumbling from hunger.
"We should probably eat breakfast. I'm starving," I announced.
Yeah, good idea. I am too, she replied.
We swiftly got the cooking supplies and food out of our bags, and got to work making a fire to cook a simple meal to curb our hunger. Once we were done cooking, we went inside of our tent and enjoyed our meal while looking out the open tent door and taking in the beauty of nature. I was a little scared because of what had happened last time I took in the beauty of nature, but I shook it off. We spent the rest of the day hiking, chilling in the tent, and cooking weird meals with the food we had. Once the sun began to set, I was way too tired to continue doing anything.
All right, I think it's time for me to hit the hay, I announced.
I'm glad you said something. I didn't want to be the one to ruin the fun, but I'm exhausted, Amanda replied.
We were a few miles walk away from the tent, so we turned around and started our short journey back to the tent. I felt relieved, but also worried that we had not yet any more bizarre or creepy encounters with that black figure, or anything for that matter. We finally made it back to the tent, and we got inside and made our beds. The sleeping situation was more than nice for a camping trip. Once we were both done making the bed, I zipped the tent shut and cozied up in bed. It was a bit cold, but I managed. I quickly fell asleep. And the next thing I remember was waking up to an unknown time to the sound.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sound of rustling bedsheets. I opened my eyes and saw the outline of Amanda getting out of her bed and going towards the exit of the tent.
Where are you going? I asked her.
I gotta use the bathroom, I'll be right back, she replied.
I didn't want to seem too clingy and afraid, and I hadn't heard any other weird noises, so I just went back to sleep.
I woke up again at an unknown time, and quickly turned to my left to check if Amanda had come back. My stomach sank beneath the ground when I saw that the bed was empty. I instantly jumped out of bed and raced out of the tent.
Amanda!
I screamed into the forest frantically. I was met with no response.
Shoot, shoot, shoot,
I muttered under my breath. The guilt from choosing to not go with her and keeping her safe was beginning to totally and utterly crush me. I began to cry.
Amanda, where are you?
I screamed again. I suddenly heard the rustling of leaves behind me and felt excited that it was her. I turned around and was met with the scene of a black figure peeking out from behind a tree and quickly going back behind it. I froze in fear after the sight, but was quickly jolted when I heard the loud and pained scream of Amanda coming from somewhere in the distance.
Amanda!
I screamed before instantly running as fast as I could in the direction of her voice. It was dark out, and I didn't bring a flashlight, so it was incredibly difficult to see and bumped into a few trees. Suddenly, I heard the scream again, but this time it was much farther away and coming from a total opposite direction. "What in the..." I muttered under my breath. I instantly ran into the direction the scream was coming from again. After a while, I heard the scream again, and it had gotten much closer, as if right in front of me. Suddenly, a large light hanging atop the tree clicked on, and illuminated the single most horrific scene my own eyes had ever seen. Directly in front of me was my beloved girlfriend's skinned and mutilated body, two arms spread out and nailed to different trees. I looked to the left and saw her pile of clothing shredded apart, her heart laid atop it. I looked to the left and saw that black figure that I'd come to know during this trip. I could see it much clearer now. It was a disgusting creature with long talons. My mouth opened with disgust and horror when the black figure opened its mouth and mimicked Amanda's exact scream. That was the moment I realized this was a trap. The figure suddenly began to come closer and closer to me, and then I booked it in the opposite direction. I don't know how long I ran for, but it was a very long time. Finally, the forest around me began to lessen, until I was on a clear dirt path, clearly made for humans. The sun was just beginning to rise, so I could see my surroundings much more clearly. I didn't have my phone, so I needed to find a way to alert the authorities. Finally, I saw a ranger's office in the distance. I picked up the pace, and once I had arrived, I began to frantically knock on the door. A middle-aged, friendly-looking ranger opened the door, a look of concern about my condition. He let me inside and got me a cup of tea while I explained what had just happened to him. I told him that it was just a crazy man wearing a deer mask of sorts, and I left out the part where the creature mimicked her scream because I wanted this man to believe me. He left and called the police. A large number of officers showed up a few hours later, and I was given a ride home by one of them. The ride home was horrible. I wanted to scream, to cry, but I couldn't. All I could do was sit there and stare out the window at that horrific scene forever glued into my mind. Whoever or whatever did that to my girlfriend is still on the loose to this day.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.